Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's important to know the people you say you know. Who they are, why they are in your life, and not just in a general sense. You need to know if they genuinely care or if they are just around for shits and giggles. Let's get into it. What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. It's Friday. It's high day. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. On this podcast, I talk about raising your levels of consciousness, raising your vibration, changing your habits, thoughts, and beliefs, tapping into your imagination so that you can become more creative, and using your mind, all right, and your brain. And changing your mindset so that you can start thinking about things differently so that you can move differently. So let's get into it. Knowing where you stand. Knowing where you stand with people in your life. Knowing where you stand in general. All right? I feel like knowing where you stand in people's life is self-preservation. All right? You keep yourself from continuously repeating a cycle of relationships with different people. And if you can recognize what type of person, okay, what type of person an individual is from the jump, you'll save yourself some of that precious time that we all have for the people in the back. Recognize what type of person they are from the jump, okay, so that you can preserve your time. And I know we want to see the good in people. We do. But the truth is, they will see the good in you and run with it until it's no longer convenient for them. So where do you stand? Are you face to face? Side by side? Are you in the stands? On the outside looking in? Because the last thing you want to feel, or at least the last thing I want to feel, is confused about my relationships. Whether that's romantic, whether that's family, friendship, business, whatever. We as human beings like to ignore the signs. You know, those red flags y'all been seeing all over social media lately. And then we ignore those signs, and then the fault is placed on the other person because we chose to accept it. And some of you listening may not be willing to accept that right now, what I just said, is true. If you didn't allow it, then who did? For the people in the back. If you didn't allow it, who allowed it? If someone is in a good standing, all right, if someone is in good standings with you, the communication gonna be continuous, all right? Not, I'm gonna call you when I need something. But it be like that sometimes. And you can't fault the person all the time. No harm, no foul. That's just life. The only way to know where you stand with somebody is to ask. Talk about it, because that's better than feeling unsure. Have those uncomfortable conversations. And if they not trying to hear all of that and what you trying to say, remove yourself from the situation. That's that self-preservation. You are preserving yourself. You are preserving who you are as a person and not allowing that person to encompass your life because of their actions and their choices and how they feel. All right, you have to self-preserve who you are, okay, by knowing who they are, because ain't nobody got time to be stressing over another body, okay? everybody in your life, for the people in the back, everybody in your life is there to give you something. Whether that's love, whether that's joy, pain, laughter, a lesson, whatever. They are there for a reason. And some are there for a season. I know you've heard me say that before, but they are there to give you something for a reason, okay? They are there. And you got to stop playing the guessing game with people. Get to know how they feel about you and know how you feel about them. And at best, use your own intuition and trust it, because we all know actions speak louder than words. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you what to do or how to act with people, with your people in your life. But don't be clueless about it, okay? Don't be clueless, all right? Talk to them and make sure y'all on the same page. And remember, all right? Remember to remember, everybody not meant to stay in your life. For the people in the back, everybody is not meant to stay in your life. Everything has an expiration date. And the truth is, we've been holding on to people we should have let go of a long time ago. Now, I'm an Aries, all right? And all my fellow Aries know that we are very blunt and straight to the point with it, okay? So for some, that may come off as attitude, that may come off as arrogance, but, you know, that's not my intention. That's just who I am. I get straight to it, you know? I don't play about my time. I don't have time to be playing with you. I need you to know how I feel, and I need to know how you feel, and that's what it is. So I am, you know, working on a more effective way to communicate, because no relationship can function without proper communication. For the people in the back, no relationship can function properly without proper communication. So learn to be direct, all right? Stop beating around the bush. Stop biting your tongue. Stop doing all of that sugarcoating, whatever it is, all right? Learn to be direct, and hopefully they'll be straight up with you. You might not get the answer you want to hear, okay? It may not be what you want to hear, but at least you'll know how to move forward and know where you stand and if you need to start walking. Essentially, it's about effort, okay? The effort you make and the effort they make. And the polarity of the two. In polarity, I mean there's a balance of effort being created, okay? Effort shows interest. I'm going to say that again. Effort shows interest. And sometimes you have to distance yourself just to see how interesting you are. If they care, they'll notice. If they don't, you'll know exactly where you stand. And now you can stand next to someone who will give you a better position. So for me, I like to think of relationships as a game of football. You got yourself. You're in the game. You got people in the stands, all right? You got people standing next to you. You got people guiding you, your coaches, your mentors. Remember, everybody's here to give you something, okay? And you got people on the sidelines, spectating, watching, wishing they was in the game with you. Know where these people stand in your life. Why they are there and what they are giving you. Because essentially, if they're not giving you anything, why are you allowing them the space to be in your life and to take up time in your life. All right? That's all I got for y'all today. Know where you stand with people. Be direct. Ask them. If you don't know, ask them. All right? And sometimes you can generally just know by a person not contacting you or whatever the case may be. We just know. We know. We just don't like to accept it, but we know. But anyways, I thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you have a wonderful Friday or whatever day it is when you're listening to this podcast. Have a beautiful day. But every day is Friday because it's high day, and I'm here to get you to thinking about things differently so that you can do things differently, so that you can move differently, so that you can upgrade and level up in life and be the best person that you can be. And remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. Whenever you have a moment, please slide over to my Etsy shop. I am selling my Unlock the Magic Oracle cards. They are daily guidance cards to help you start thinking about things differently in your life and to become more aware of how you feel and what you think on a daily basis. So those cards are to help you change your mindset, to help you think about things differently, like I just said, and to manifest things that you actually want in your life, to be more present, to focus, and to dream big, okay? So you can find those in my Etsy shop. The link is in the description of this episode, as well as manifestation candles and money drawing candles, all right? To help you attract more abundance in your life, all right? So check that out. Thank you. I thank you for listening to this podcast, Vibe With Me, High Energy, with your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Be sure to hit that support button, okay, so I can continue to pump out and provide you with good high vibrational information. Also, share this podcast with your family and friends on your social media to help me reach a broader audience so that everyone can receive the goodness and the magic created here.